sometimes I present the technology that I'm using in the shop, and our next conversation is just about that. I added something from a company called Bolt-On Technology, the ability to text and reports and customer follow-up and some of the things that I do in the shop during the course of running the shop that I have to admit, at first I was skeptical. I said, am I overcomplicating things? Am I making this more than it needs to be? And I have to tell you, I never saw the value and the importance and the efficiency. I think the word efficiency has to come to top of mind when it comes to texting customers. And I actually got the idea from going to the dentist and the doctor. You know, you go for your dentist appointment, he sends you a text, tells you, hey, your next appointment's going to be such and such a date, and you reply, see to confirm, and so on and so forth. And I said, gee, can anybody incorporate that into automobiles? I've got to give them a tip of the hat. These guys here from Bolt-On Technology have done that. And we're going to make them do it better, because I kind of drive John, our next guest, kind of a little nuts. I talk to him, you know, once or twice a month about some suggestions. And he's a great guy. He's got a great sense of humor, and he puts up with me on a monthly basis. So right off the bat, he's earned his wings. But without any further ado, let's join and welcome John Burkhauser, Bolt-On Technology. John, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. John?
Duran, I appreciate that.
Listen, I say it with all sincerity. I'm not afraid to admit it. I had my doubts. I said, look at all this technology that you guys have. And, you know, what can that do? And, you know, can that complicate the process of auto repair? Where can we start? Where should we start? What, you know, when you talk about information and communicating with the customer, what are you guys most concerned with as you present this with repair shops?
Well, I think the biggest thing here, Ron, is that we now, you mentioned the text and the inspections and whatnot. I think the inspection is the key piece to the whole program because, you know, customers are used to driving their cars to the shop, sometimes dropping them off. And when they get to the shop, if they wait, they take them away to the back zone and they have no idea what's going on. And our technology now takes the customer right into the bay. They can be at home, at work, wherever. But we do these digital inspections where we go around the car, pull it apart, take a look at it, and then we do photographs, and we put very specific terminology down where the technician can identify exactly what's going on. And then you have a full report on your car, and the beauty of this, and you mentioned the text, is that we can send that directly to a customer via text anywhere they might be. And they can actually open this up, and they're going to see pictures as if we brought them into the shop and showed them exactly what's going on. And another key piece to that is the fact that we can direct the customer's eye. They may not understand why we're telling them this part needs to be replaced or whatever until we point it out by circling it in red or putting an arrow to it or something like that. So every customer now is going to actually be able to walk around their car and see why you're recommending whatever work.
And some of what you're doing and a lot of what you're doing actually is you're educating the customer not only just good and bad, but good business practice. And that's really what you're also doing for the repair shops, don't you think? You're sort of teaching them, they know how to fix cars, or most of them know how to fix cars, but you're teaching them how to interact with the clientele as well, correct?
Absolutely, because there's no holds barred. There's nothing being hidden. The shops that are using our software and adopting it are seeing a great increase in customer trust. And that, I like that from the customer side too now, because now when you send me a picture, I may not fully understand what you're sending me, but for the first time, I got something to share with my husband or my wife or whoever knows more than I do and say, look, this is what they told me I need to get. What do you think? So that trust level all the way through and the transparency that happens, I think, is a definite benefit.
And you know, listen, I'll tell the story I've told you that, you know, it was 2 weeks ago, a customer came in, scheduled for an oil change, did the oil change, signed off. He goes, he leaves, he gets on the train. And looking through his records, I saw that he was due for a major service. Now, part of the problem as a repair shop owner, you know, it's busy in the morning. You're checking people in. You're getting the day going. Everybody's kind of stretching and yawning. And I realized, you know, Jeff was due for this 30,000-mile service. So to call him, he's taking the train. We're outside of New York. He's taking the train into New York. I know he's on what they call a quiet car. If I call him, you know, I'm bothering the car. He can't really talk. It's an awkward situation. I texted him, Jeff, texted me back, yeah, go ahead, do it. And, you know, the whole texting thing just brings another level of communication and ease that I have to tell you, John, I thought people were going to be, it's just my car. He's bothering me. Now they're looking for it. It's amazing how they can't seem to live without it now. And it's only been a month and a half.
it's pretty amazing because, you know, right now as you and I are talking on the radio, people are listening, but I can tell you they're getting texts and they're looking at it. And we realize that that's the way to communicate to customers today, because you can be in a meeting, you can be in the bathroom, you could be doing any crazy thing, and the text comes through and everyone responds to it. And now it makes it a lot more convenient. And remember, even though you got the text, your customers can still call and you can still call your customers. So I think it makes it a lot more convenient to see and know what's going on.
Do you think, and you're the, and pardon me because I'm not 100% sure, but you are the director of education at Bolt-On Technology, correct?
Yes, sir.
You know, you have some, you sort of teach best practice. And I think that's something that has to be brought up here, right? You help repair shops develop a technique or a methodology for them to communicate to the customers in ways that they're not, you know, they may not be used to. This may be very different for a lot of repair shops that are within the sound of our conversation today, that they may be scratching their head and saying, texting customers? You know, why would we want to do that? We can talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just a lot of advantage to that beyond what we're saying, correct?
Well, I love the fact that you mentioned the best practices. Let's even take the technology away and define what are best practices. It's just normal, simple things that a shop should do day in and day out to handle their customers, to handle the jobs that are coming through. And I know of at least 35 or 40 best practices that I think a shop should use. It's very difficult for them to follow through because it's a very difficult field. You got customers coming and going. You have some really hard to fix vehicles, and you're doing all this. So what we do is I like to try to get those shops to realize what the best practices are so they can see them. And then we take our software that we put in there, and it actually takes care of half that load for them automatically, which automatically makes them look better to their customers and makes their flow better. And know what? They get the cars done on time because there's less time waiting.
Right. And there's also that digital storage factor that they're keeping track of this and saying, hey, I told you about this, but you may not have done it. And that sort of, you know, it just levels the playing field. There's no miscommunication, or there's less miscommunication, I think, as a result
Definitely.
Of it. Hey, John, I'm going to pull over and take a pause. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit more about digital inspections and just what that brings to the table as well, you know, above and beyond texting. Digital inspections. Customer walks into a repair shop 10 years ago and greeted at the counter and, you know, gee, Mr. Burkhauser, your car needs to have a seasonal checklist, and we're going to look it over, and it's a 2-page checklist, and we're going to write A, B, C, D on it and go through it and give you back this piece of paper. And inevitably, that piece of paper came back to him, and depending upon the shop, the environment, the day, how busy things were, maybe it kind of came back crumpled and beat up and, you know, a little muddied, and, you know, here's our piece of paper. And then you guys came along, and this digital inspection thing, and it's all done very differently. Tell us about it.
Well, as you said, the paper was the way it was done forever. And I remember being a service advisor and asking a customer, hey, would you like us to do a free courtesy inspection? And this is the other side of the coin, Ron, is the fact that this customer said, no, every time we do a free inspection, it costs me lots of money. And that was because back on the paper, and you just explained how the day was going, et cetera, that was back when we looked at it and we said, okay, this is good. We don't need to talk about this. This is okay. Maybe we should mention it, but this is what we got to talk about. So what happened is the customer got a complete bad report card on their vehicle. So one of the things that I try to show the shops that are using our technology is that now they want to take pictures of the good, the bad, and the ugly, because now we can give them a balanced report to the customer. And as you mentioned earlier, we now are going to document the history of the vehicle. The recommendation that I give out is that a shop, when they get our technology good with it, is start with a baseline inspection where they're going to go over the whole vehicle and give the customer a report on that. And then the following inspections are just going to refer back to that and watch to show the customer how the tires are wearing, how the brake pads are wearing. And the beauty of this is there's not going to be any surprises if the customer keeps coming back to the same shop and getting the same inspections. So I think that's a really big difference right there. And it's available forever. So they can go back and look at the links. We use little links like on the internet where the customer can tap on that and go back and look. It doesn't go away. And that gives one other advantage to it. The paper things disappear, and it's up to the technician or service advisor to put the information in. Here, it's all done immediately right from the technician's hands. The service advisor edits it and puts it in, and we can create a whole history for that car. There's companies out there that sell you information on how your car was serviced and things of that sort. And they're pretty good, but here's the thing. We have the next step. We're going to show what we found, what we fixed, what we recommended, and everything piece by piece, so we can give a customer that printout when they want it, possibly helping them sell a car.
And that gives them, and that then we're assuring the purchaser of that car, hey, here's how the car was taken care of. And it could be over a 2-year period. It could be over a 10-year period. It's the,
yes.
the digital stuff is just there forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it just never seems to go away. Where or how, you know, when you sit down with the average repair shop, what's the learning curve? You know, you walk in the door with a pile of technology. And, you know, to get them up and running, is this a 1-week program? Is this a 1-month program? You know, what's your experience been? Because you're the head educator. What are you seeing out there when you're teaching these guys?
Well, what we kind of depend a little bit on the fact I was a technician. And how did I become a technician? By taking things apart and putting them back together. And sometimes they work, sometimes they didn't. And fortunately, when I became a real tech, they worked more times than not. But what we do is we try to put the technology in the shop's hands and give them a very basic run through. And what we want them to do is start working with it, because we want them to do the simple things. I mean, we use tablets. They have to know how to move around on the tablet and how to navigate through the different menus and things of that sort. And then once they get a basic hand of it, then I'm going to get involved with the shop and take them through a whole training on a webinar. And a lot of times that's perfect, because now they've not only learned how it is, now they have real questions on how they can do things differently or how they should be doing things. So they've educated themselves basically by pulling it apart, using it, and then starting to move forward.
Do you ever get to talk to the customers? You know, what is the consumer? How do they perceive this? Have you ever surveyed that? Is there a better comfort level from the consumer? Are they embracing it, or do they see it as technology overload? I'm just curious.
Well, Ron, I wind up going across the country, and we stop in different shops, and I do make a habit of sitting in the customer area and just asking some customers. And so far, it's overly positive, because they've never been able to really see what they were talking about. And seeing is what makes it work, because I can spend all day trying to describe something to you, but you may never understand it. When I show you a picture and point it out, there's the answer right there, and it makes better sense. So I have to say, overall, it's been a more positive experience across the board.
I like it. One of the things I like about the digital inspection process, and all of this in general, is you're creating a paper trail. You know, I go back to the texting, as simple as that is, right? Mm-hmm. You know, the nice thing with the texting is you tell somebody they need something, and you've had this whole conversational exchange, just as you would on a phone call. You've had it quicker. All right. And then when you're done, you can now print that text, as well as, you know, if you're doing digital inspection, the digital inspection, put it all together. If you want a paper copy, you know, for that, you know, because once in a while, not everybody's a great customer. And you may want to have a paper backup on hand just to, you know, eliminate the problem. Or sometimes it helps at the counter. I can tell you, as a shop owner, you've told somebody it's going to be this, and all of a sudden it pays to have that paper copy there. It's nice the way you allow us to print the information and then support it to the back of the invoice and say, yep, here's what you needed, here's what we did, and here's why we did it. It just all makes a lot of sense to the consumers. Hey, John, I can see our time is kind of winding down. Where can the listeners go get more information, whether they be a repair shop or a consumer? Maybe some of the consumers want to, you know, convince their repair shop they want bolt-on technology. Where can they go find it?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. You already said it's www.boltontechnology.com, and that's our website. And you can contact us through there, both shops and customers, and check out what we offer. And that's the easiest way.
Just real quick, 30 seconds or less, this works with other software packages like Mitchell On Demand and things like that? Or does it work with anybody else?
Yes, we work with Mitchell, RO Rider, Napa Trax, ASA Tire Master, and quite a few other ones.
Yeah, you work with all the biggies. Good, cool beans. Hey, John, I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule joining us today, and we look forward to talking to you again, and I'll talk to you during the week next week.